Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And today, we want to give you a word that we hope will encourage and challenge you. Our message is titled, Do You Truly Love Me? The scripture text is from John 21, verse 15.
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
These last several days in this Daily Encouragement Net series messages, we've gone fishing. We also looked in on a men's breakfast that took place along the shores of Galilee, with Jesus being the host. This was the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was resurrected from the dead. Immediately following the breakfast, we have what is often called the reinstatement of Simon Peter.
Prior to Christ's death, Peter denied that he had any relationship with the Lord or that he even knew him three times. But after serving breakfast, Jesus directly asked a probing question to Peter that questioned his love for him.
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? What the Lord meant by these in this passage is not clear. Possibly the Lord is referring to Peter's return to fishing, and thus these refers to the boats, the net full of bulging fish, the fishing gear, and so forth. Did Peter love the Lord more than his previous vocation? These, of course, could also refer to the other disciples in the sense, do you love me more than you love these other disciples?
Or these refers to the love the other disciples had for the Lord. And thus the question has a sense of, do you love me more than these other disciples love me? Well, this seems to be the typical way we take this passage. As one commentator puts it, the semantic force of what Jesus asked Peter amounts to something like, now, after you have denied me three times, can you still affirm that you love me more than these other disciples do?
Well, the primary focus of the passage is certainly getting Peter to focus on where his love should be. I recall a message many years ago by Jake Schenck, a dedicated veteran missionary who has served in Africa since 1958, just 4 years after I was born. He challenged us to see Christ's question to Peter in the daily text as a question to all of us. Do you truly love me more than these? He shared how the unspecified these could be all the possible objects of our love.
Some objects of our love, such as family and friends, are good, very good. Husbands are explicitly instructed in Scripture to love their wives. God has certainly ordained human love among families, friends, the church body. John commanded the church, "Let us love one another, for love comes from God." But do we love Christ supremely? Do we truly love Christ more than these?
Other objects of our love may not necessarily be bad in themselves any more than Peter's boats or fishing gear were bad. They have their place just as our vocational tools do today. I may say, I love my computer, particularly when it's new. Over the past 3 weeks, I've often heard Brooksine repeat loud enough for me to hear as I'm at the computer here in our downstairs office. Just in case I haven't told you lately, I sure do love my kitchen. But as we internally evaluate our love or appreciation for all these things, do we love Christ supremely? Do we truly love Christ more than these?
And finally, there are many who struggle with objects of love that are not good, but rather destructive. Addictive behavior in its various forms are rampant by both Christians and non-Christians. If our devotion and love for these behaviors, substances, relationships, or ungodly entertainment and its excesses, if it takes us in a direction opposite that of godliness and righteousness, it becomes idolatrous in our spirit. God makes it absolutely clear that He is to be our one and only God when He gave the command, "You shall have no other gods before me."
Well, Christ's question to Peter in the daily text is a question we all need to ask ourselves individually. Place your name in the blank, and today I'll do so. Stephen Do you love me more than whatever the these might be? We all would have different issues we deal with. May God help us to love Christ supremely.
Let's pray. Jesus, as I exchange places with Peter today, I hear the same question. Do you truly love me more than these? As I contemplate what these things are in my life, I want my love and devotion for you to exceed anyone or anything that I value in this life. In searching my heart this day, I lay before you anything that would conflict or compete with your supreme control of my life. I yield my affections to you, my Lord and Master. In loving you more than these, my primary allegiance is to you and the kingdom of God. May my actions be a reflection of my words, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in today's Daily Encouragement Net podcast. This is the message, again, we prepared for Wednesday, April 22nd. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and that's where we always have some additional materials. Today we have some photos up, as well as several suggested songs. I suppose the main song I suggest today is a great classic hymn titled, My Jesus, I Love Thee. We're going to have both a video and an audio link to a version of that song. We also have a couple of other reflections and links in the story that you may find interesting, that often when we prepare these messages, it prompts additional memories or considerations. We don't necessarily put them in the main message, lest it be too long, but one of the neat things about email or web ministry is it's no trouble just to put them below as a footnote for any that might be interested. We have a couple of childhood memories, both of us today, related to today's message. Well, thanks for joining us. May God fill your heart with encouragement today, and may you truly love the Lord supremely.